Mike.
Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. Talk to Adam Jacoby, BleacherReport.com's lead Big Ten writer. Adam, good to have you on. How are you, buddy?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet, my man. We are talking a lot about Brett Bielema, as you might imagine. So I did see your story that the indication is, from your perspective, this is a lateral move, and I think that's a pretty easy case to make nationally. I think certainly for Arkansas, you know, there is probably more upside for them, an easier case to make that they got a great hire than it would be for Bielema, that this is automatically the right move for him.
Yeah, you know, I don't have any qualms with the move that Arkansas made. I think for Arkansas, it's a great hire. And he's probably going to be the best coach that Arkansas has had in the SEC era. But, you know, from his perspective, I'm not sure I would have made the move. And it's for a very simple reason. I think there is a higher probability of him getting fired within the next 5 years at Arkansas than if he were still at Wisconsin. And that is, that's not to say that he's going to be a bad coach. It's just going to be harder for him to win at Arkansas than it was for him at Wisconsin.
That's a fair point. You know, we were talking about that yesterday a little bit, Adam, and you got, look, everybody in the SEC West is pretty well considered to be an above-average or great coach. I mean, Saban sets the bar. Then you got Les Miles, Kevin Sumlin, Dan Mullen, Gus Malzahn now at Auburn. There are no bums in the SEC West. I mean, these guys are all elite, elite.
Well, one of the other things we talked about, though, you look at Urban Meyer's now at Ohio State. Bill O'Brien's coached his butt off Penn State. You got Michigan. It looks like Brady Hoke's putting things together. It's not like the Big Ten is falling by the wayside. No, they're beefing up, too.
But you do have a handful of dogs in that. I mean, you got Indiana's going to stink. Purdue's not great. I mean, you got a bunch
of gimme games.
You don't get that here.
But it's not like he's going to run through the Big Ten like he has.
I agree.
It is three Rose Bowls.
There's been some improvement without a doubt. But anyway, let's talk about Bielema. The only talk was, I guess, the last couple days. The only concerns, I guess, on the part of Arkansas fans is the lack of connection to the South in general. But we've already kind of addressed that to some degree, that people have overcome that in the past. But when you look at him as and his body of work and the way he does business, having followed him closely, what kinds of things stand out to you about the way that Brett Bielema runs a program?
Well, you know, he's never, you know, been poor at running the program at Wisconsin, and that's sort of a surprise because, you know, that was his very first head coaching job, and before that he was just a low level assistant at Iowa before he got the promotion basically at Wisconsin to a higher level assistant and then the head coach. And you know, he's still a pretty young guy, and so you expected a whole lot more I would say bumps in the road than he actually experienced at Wisconsin. And you know, he took over for a great coach. Barry Alvarez is an absolutely great coach, and you know, he took the ball and ran with it, pretty literally in fact. Because he reestablished the most dominant running game in the Big Ten for the past 7 years. And I have a feeling that we're going to see that in Arkansas as well. You know, people sort of fell in love with Bobby Petrino and his passing game and his inventive offense. But the thing of it was, you know, Bielema wasn't really going to trick you in any way when it came to the game plan. He was just going to run the ball down your throat. Everybody knew it was coming. Nobody knew how to stop it. And that is the hallmark of a great offense, is when you know exactly what's coming, and they know that you know, and they're just going to do it to you anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he can do that too at Arkansas. You know, it's a lot easier to do that to Indiana than it is to Alabama, obviously. I hope it works for him there because, you know, that's, to me, you know, up here in Big Ten country, I think that's a lot of fun to watch. But, you know, if it works, I think it'll be a lot of fun for Arkansas fans to watch. If it doesn't work, he's going to drive you crazy.
Why do you say that?
Well, because it's not inventive necessarily. It's the sort of thing where, you know, if fans can guess what play is coming and then doesn't work, then you're all of a sudden going to hate that brand of football.
So you're saying he's predictable?
Oh, yeah, totally. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing either, because he was predictable at Wisconsin, and the play calls were every bit as predictable as the inevitable wins that would result. And, you know, like I said, a great football team is going to do what you think they're going to do, and then they're going to still win anyway.
Now, we talked about that. You know, we talked about it. We had Eli Gold on earlier in the season talking about Alabama, and he's like, look, Alabama's going to do what they do, and it doesn't matter who Arkansas plays at quarterback. Doesn't matter what you try to do defensively. They're going to do what they do, and there is definitely a level of predictability. But when you've got better athletes and you execute better than anybody else, you can get away with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, I'm not saying that as a knock on Bielema at all. In fact, I think it's a strength of his as a coach is that or certainly a strength of Wisconsin as a program as a whole, that you know, they recruited a very specific kind of team. You know, giant road graders at offensive line, you know, water bugs at running back, or you know, either water bugs or, you know, 250-pound tailbacks. You know, like John Clay, Ron Dane.
Right.
You know, in that mold, and you know it. They had a pattern. It worked fantastically well for them. And if they happen to get a dynamic player quarterback, you know, a la Russell Wilson, so much the better. But, you know, they went to the Rose Bowl with Scott Tolzien at quarterback. So, you know, they don't need a great passer, a great athlete under center. They're just going to, you know, run right over you.
Adam Jacoby, Bleacher Report's Big Ten lead writer, joining us in the zone. We're talking about Brett Bielema, the new head coach at Arkansas. You know, one thing we focused on is his ability or his inability or concerns about his inability to recruit in the South, although he has had some success in Florida and has reached into Texas. He's just been more focused on, I guess, the Southeast more so in recent years. But the one thing we haven't talked about is his ties to Ohio and Wisconsin, and he's obviously made a lot of connections there over the last several years. And, you know, I'm wondering how efficient or effective he'll be at getting those guys to come to a place where you get to play in the best league in America and you get to play in much better weather conditions throughout the year.
Yeah, and, you know, that is, I think that's going to be a bit of a concern, and one of the things that's going to have a little bit of an effect, a negative effect on his job security. And it's not that I don't think that Bielema can recruit the South at all, and I think that you're going to see some results out of him that that you didn't even see from him in Wisconsin. But I think the bigger concern is recruiting to Arkansas in the South specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a recruit in the South, you get that offer from Georgia, you get it from Alabama, you get it from Florida. You know, those are the big ticket offers. And you know, I don't want to come on your show and start knocking the local program, but an offer from Arkansas doesn't carry that same weight.
No, but my question is, are they reaching into Ohio on a regular basis? Maybe so. That's a good football proving ground. But are they reaching into Wisconsin? Are they reaching into some of these other places that he's had success? I don't know.
Right, right. And we'll see. I do think that he's probably going to still recruit from Ohio a little bit, but you know, kids like to stay close, and there's some evidence that the closer to home a kid actually goes to school, the better chance that he's going to start, he's going to succeed, he's going to, you know, be an all-conference kind of player. And and there's also some evidence that, you know, the farther away from home that you go to play football, the tougher a time you're going to have. So you know, I expect Bielema to be a Southern recruiter at Arkansas, and that's going to be smart of him. And if he tries to, you know, keep shoring up the Wisconsin talent base from Arkansas, you know, that's going to be a pretty tough road for him.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But I do expect him to shore up Arkansas, and that's not an insignificant talent base.
I guess it depends on the year. Hopefully it won't be this year. All right, one last thing before we let you go. What's your prediction? It's way too early to make any, but let's say he gets 5 years. What's his highest level of success? Does he contend for an SEC championship? Does he win one? Does he get to a BCS game? Does he get to multiple BCS games? What do you expect?
In 5 years, I think that he is going to have probably one 10-win season. I don't expect him to win an SEC championship just because, the level of competition in that division is just ungodly. Mm-hmm. And, he's a good coach, but he's not Nick Saban. And Arkansas is a good program, but it's not Alabama. And he's going to get what he can out of that program. I sort of fear for his job security if he happens to go 4-8 one year. I think that he's a little bit limited by the fact that he is at a program that is not a superpower in a division with multiple superpowers. So for that reason, and I think this is still a great hire by Arkansas, I don't see an SEC championship within the next 5 years.
All right. Fair enough. Adam Jacoby, Bleacher Report's Big Ten lead writer. We appreciate you, and maybe we'll get you back on here when we get into the season, see how things are shaking out up north, and maybe get your thoughts on the early going from Brett Bielema.
Any lead on that Wisconsin job, real quick?
Well, we'll see how much Barry Alvarez enjoys the Rose Bowl.
You don't really think he's going to stay in there, do you? How old is he?
I don't think so. He's been an administrator for too long. He's about to turn 66. Paul Crist at Pitt. I think he's going to get the offer, and
makes sense.
It's going to be a bad time for Pitt because they've got that history of losing coaches real quick, mm-hmm. and I think they're going to go through that again.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. That makes a lot of sense. Adam, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, man.